I might want to change my headphones, though. Yeah. Ooh, got to turn that up.
Hello.
Hi. Here, let's turn these so they're the same.
Hey, why don't you mind your business?
Drive me crazy.
ASMR.
I can't hear it.
Wear that one instead.
Yeah.
She drives me crazy.
Maybe. Yeah, that's fine. It's not a big deal.
Oh, did you see my new tat? Cool. All right, we're ready.
Hit the switch.
Welcome to Middle Staged.
Thank you.
I took your thunder.
No, you make it sound better than I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages.
I mean, what am I even here for?
I don't know. Do you like my radio voice? Hello. It's very sultry. I've been practicing.
You sound good.
Hello.
Is that how I sound?
Hello.
Do I sound that good?
Yeah, you actually, you have a face made for radio as well.
You know, that's what my friends always tell me.
Yeah.
My mom says that.
My mama says.
I got a face for radio.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Which is weird because I look just like my dad.
Yeah. In a lot of ways.
Yeah, actually. Full transparency, my dad's a gorgeous man. And my mom's a gorgeous woman, and they do good work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, very lucky. Mm. So, your skin's looking nice and tan.
I got a base.
Did you go anywhere recently?
Mexico. Very needed vacation in February.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did too, right?
Yeah, I just got back as well. Yeah. Spent a quick weekend. Your trip was considerably longer than mine.
Just 2 days, right?
We had 2 full days, it's a Wednesday, 3-nighter for us. You guys had like a
4 or 5. We went Wednesday to Monday.
Yeah,
Very nice place. We were supposed to be going down there for a wedding, a destination wedding. The groom's father became ill, and so they canceled the trip. But there were 3 or 4 couples that decided to still go down.
Because you already had it booked.
Because we already had it booked.
Yeah.
And it was the perfect time of the year for it. So it was nice.
I tell you, Midwest, January, February is the worst time to be here. The weather can't figure itself out, but it's always on the cold spectrum, and I'm not made for that. So you will see me jet set to some warm weather.
I don't think humans are made for that. I'm tired of the cold weather. The older I get. I don't want to live in this.
So you don't head to Mexico a lot.
No.
No. You guys take a lot of trips. You do a lot of things, but you don't head to Mexico a lot. Tell me about your impression of Mexico now.
Well, we were down, we were just north of Tulum in Playa del Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
And the place that we stayed, I really liked. They had, it was really nice beach. The ocean was nice. What I didn't like is the pools at the resort were cold. Like, they were ice cold.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I'm not saying it has to be 90 degrees, but maybe just a little bit heated because it was rough to get in.
Yeah. Especially white people like us. You get out in the sun, your skin is nice and warm. So everything feels colder than it really is when you're jumping in. I think that like mid 80s water is perfect.
I'm down with that. This was not mid 80s. This was a cold plunge. So, like, it was shocking.
You got to throw back 3 shots of tequila just to get in the pool.
Absolutely. Yeah. After you were in for a while, it wasn't so bad, but nonetheless, when you got out, you were considerably warmer. So, it was nice. We did what I was telling you earlier. We brought down the median age of this place quite a bit, just from the 6 of us. But again, it was El Dorado Maroma, I think it was the name of the place. I really liked it. The food was great. They had good wines. They had like a Peruvian, they had Italian, they had steak. They did, actually, my favorite thing that they did is they did a Mayan fiesta.
Mayan fiesta.
Yeah, meal on the beach. And they had the Mayan dancers. Oh, it was cool.
That sounds
Laura
awesome.
Got some great pictures of that. I'm trying to think of what else. Oh, we did a spa day, you know, just Laura and I.
Yeah.
And that was nice.
I tell you, I can't get enough of it.
Yeah.
I do that a lot, little quick trips down there. And I feel like that's where I should be living the rest of my life.
Man, so on, it's funny you say that. So
are we going to move?
Oh, man, I totally would.
Are you going to take Kiko? You coming to Mexico with us?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
I know some people there.
Right? So I keep on my TikTok feed, I like the whatever the one that has like the random stuff. I know there's like 8 different categories at the top, but
yeah.
I don't even understand it all. But I get these like Costa Rica real estate. They do, you know, how much it costs.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Like Belize, Costa Rica. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what they don't tell you is that access to things is not as easy.
No, you got to be
here in the States.
Well, you got to be smart. You got to order, you know, you're once a month or if you're doing things, you got to plan for it.
The thing I would be worried about the most is the speed of my internet.
Yeah.
Because if I was to move somewhere tropical like that, I would still need to make money and I could do that from pretty much anywhere with my business, but I need good internet.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody,
yeah.
You get accustomed to it. It's not that you need it. It's that you want it.
Well, I need it for work in my case. So I've legitimately looked at, could I spend multiple months in a tropical location? And I could make money and pay for it if I had really good internet. So when I was down on my trip, I actually, on the Friday morning, had to wake up and get on a board meeting for a local organization. And unfortunately, my laptop didn't want to connect to their Wi-Fi system for some weird reason. And then my phone was in and out as well. So it was just an unreliable connection, and I was unable to jump on to sit in on that board.
We had some of the same issues, though. This time and around in Mexico, we typically don't have many issues, but even our phones, like the connectivity of it this time was really strange.
What and we have an international
Verizon. We have an international plan.
It is
yeah,
okay.
So
but, mine too. I use Google Fi, and they cover me going down to Mexico for cellular service, no extra cost. But it's very spotty. There's no guarantee you're going to even get service. I could make texts and things.
Yeah, no. It took a while, and typically it's pretty seamless when we go down there. This time around, it was just there was something different.
Which honestly, if I'm going down there for a vacation, though, like a short vacation, it's probably better I don't have a ton of internet access because that's the whole point, is to disconnect. I like when I forget where my phone is.
Yeah.
That's a good feeling because you're so tied to everybody and everything and all your notifications that you can't de-stress anywhere. When I'm out to dinner and getting some drinks somewhere, trying to sit at home with your family, you can't de-stress because your phone's always popping off and you're answering messages.
It's always in your hand.
Yeah, it's always right there. And when I'm out golfing or I'm enjoying a really great experience with my friends on vacation, those are the moments where I was like, oh, where's my phone? I love that feeling when you're so disconnected that you forget where your phone is.
Yeah, I could see that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's too easy to have your phone in your hand all the time nowadays.
Quite literally. I mean, look at us. We're supposed to be recording. These are on silent, and they're still sitting right in front of us.
I don't typically do this. I just didn't feel like having it in my pocket. But
oh, you wearing your tight pants?
Yeah, I got my tight pants on. Yeah. I cannot stand cell phones anymore. The access to everything.
Yeah.
It is... I'm not saying it ruins anybody's life, but it is. There's no way to de-stress because it's you know, you get your email, you have your text message, you got all this stuff, and for business, and you don't even realize it. And next thing you know, it's like, my God, like I got to be able to put this down, man. And it's been hard. I think this kind of technology going forward is tough on people, especially kids.
Especially our youth. Even me being as disciplined as I am, I will find myself jumping on, doing something for work, maybe make it a post on Facebook or Instagram for a client of mine, and then seeing something and scrolling to it and watching a reel.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden 20 minutes later, like, oh shit.
The TikTok shit is real. Like, it's hard to get off there.
It sucks you in.
It's really fun to watch, but it,
I mean, I love watching them, man. There's some really funny stuff out there.
Yeah.
But again, access to entertainment, man.
Yeah. It's just too easy.
Uh-huh. So tell me, what game are you playing on your cell phone right now, Jim?
Lumber Inc.
What the fuck?
You want to...
What? Lumber Inc.
It's like a sim game. You start a lumber company. It's very low key. You don't have to really. You don't have to think it out.
How did I know you would have an answer to that question?
Yeah,
like I don't, Lumber Inc.
Yeah,
yeah. All right. You gave up on Candy Crush?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah.
I think I was. I can't remember on level like 4,500 or something like that. Whatever it was. And when I switched phones and I didn't do something correctly.
Oh my
when
gosh.
And so I just deleted the app and I was like, I lost it. And I was like, I'm not going to build that all up.
I'm curious to hear online where everybody's at, like what level is the highest out there for.
Yeah, we have a friend of ours. She crushes it.
She crushes Candy Crush?
Crushes it. She was the best crusher I've ever seen.
Well, all right. I'm legitimately curious. I don't know if we want to name names, but maybe that person can drop what level they're on.
Yes.
In the comments.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. I haven't played. I'll go in and out where that will be my disconnect, but I haven't had any games on my phones for quite some time.
Oh, you don't even put games on your phone?
I'm sure there's some sitting in there and like previously downloaded, you know? Yeah, mm-hmm. Every time I get a new phone, I'm like, no more games. Don't install it. It's going to suck you in. It's going to take up too much time. It's not worth it. And then those little like $1 purchases rack up.
They add up, don't they?
Yeah.
See it on your Apple card.
So I currently don't have anything outside of, like, I have a Sudoku on there.
Yeah, I like that game.
Flight-type entertainment stuff. But no, I don't have any of those mind-numbing games installed on my phone anymore. Not for now.
Yeah. They're so addicting, too. You find, like, but...
They're designed that way.
Well, like, yeah.
Very specifically with the colors, the visuals, the sounds, everything. They're designed to give you small
which
bits
one's better,
of satisfaction.
Social media or games?
I think they're both the same thing. They use the same tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're
little bits of
equally
satisfaction.
Destructive yeah. as well.
Yeah. You post that one image on Instagram and it gets a couple of likes. You're like, ooh, maybe I can get a couple more.
Yeah.
Then if you do, you're like, ooh, maybe I can get a couple more. And then it dies and you're like, I got to get that back. Post another picture.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What else is going on? Oh, baseball, man. Cubbies.
What?
Belly's back.
Yeah. Yeah, Belly's back. That's going to be really great
yeah.
for us.
We're going to opening day.
Yeah, we'll be at opening day. I'm going to be heading down, going to try to see them play the Brewers for spring training towards the end of their stint there. That's when I like to go to spring training is when it's towards the end.
Yeah,
that's when the big boys start to come in and play, and you weed out some of the other ones.
Yeah, the other guys start going back to AAA or AA, whatever.
And it's also a little bit warmer.
Yeah, because Arizona has moments in the mornings.
They do,
right? So I'm really looking forward to opening day. We got we got some great tickets this year with our drafts and everything. So we did we got the LA series, so we're taking Aiden and his buddy, Mommy. Already got on-field passes for Aiden and his buddy for LA's BP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I told Aiden, like, hey, man, like, you can't be a jerk and be obnoxious wearing Cubs gear. As like, Shohei's probably going to be there, Freddie Freeman, all those guys.
If you're going to be down there for the Dodgers BP, I wouldn't say wear Dodgers gear.
No, I'm not saying that.
That would be blasphemy at Wrigley. But
teenagers have a way of being assholes.
Maybe just wear some baseballism gear.
Right.
Like shout out to baseballism.
Savannah Bananas or something.
Two of the best friggin' baseballism investors here. We
buy a lot of baseballism stuff, man. Yeah, like, I was so excited when they put that store next to Wrigley. I think their store online is really nice, mm-hmm. but being able to walk into a brick and mortar place was really cool.
Yeah.
The flagship out at
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams. Oh, that's the biggest one, right? They had everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's just, it's quality stuff. And their spin on some of the baseball terms and visuals is pretty fantastic.
Yeah. I like what they do. So I was really excited about that. Have you been into the sports book there at Wrigley yet?
DraftKings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is an amazing experience. I remember when that used to be like the outside bar and
It was just a tent
that
they popped up outside. Yeah.
We went there late last year. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But we got tickets to some Dodgers games. We got, Angels. Got the Yankees, the White Sox. I'm really looking forward to the Yankees series.
I mean, everything at Wrigley is amazing.
Yeah.
I honestly never truly care when I go to pick games who's playing. I care more about just getting my ass into Chicago and supporting my team.
Don't get me wrong. There's not a game that I would want to miss. But if I have to choose and I get to choose, I'm going to look for the higher end, like the like better you said, quality teams.
Especially this year when you're looking at LA and New York.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of amazing ball players out there.
So it's, I mean.
And they're going to be good games to watch.
You're the same way. You're an experienced person.
Yeah.
So anything that we can do to increase that experience on top of what we already do is icing on that cake. So.
Yeah. Got to do them now because we're not getting any younger.
No. My mom's coming out. For in May, we're gonna take her to a pirate game, and that'll be fun.
She gonna make some new friends.
Oh yeah, I hope not, but I'm sure she will.
Keep that woman on a leash.
Oh man, like I gotta put a muzzle on her. Sorry, mom.
Oh my gosh. Oh. What did you run into football players down in Nashville?
Oh, Nashville, what was it? Ray Lopez. He was with the Cardinals, and he had a posse with him. And these dudes were giants,
huge guys.
Yeah, my mom. We got a great picture of my mom like in between these guys, and literally she's half their size.
Yeah,
it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that picture. And Aiden went down there and was talking to the guys and stuff. But, she can make friends anywhere, man.
Well, you have to, man, because, I don't know, everything is better when you're friendly.
Yeah, I think so. Be fun and friendly. Yeah.
Who wants to hang out with a stick in the mud?
True. But the difference between fun and other people's fun, it's got to be within reason, right?
Yeah.
You can't be a jack-off.
Well, that's why you got to be smart about who you pick to hang out with, right? It's like, sure.
Friends matter, man.
They do, right? You can have fun in most experiences simply because of the experience. But just being there isn't enough.
No.
Just being.
You get to share it with
I consider it being fun adjacent.
Yeah.
It's like there's certain people that are like, you know what? I don't, like you're here, sure. And it's not like you're bad. You're not dragging anything down, but you're just there. You know,
that's what I think that has helped in longevity of Laura and I's marriage is like not only when we travel and you go do things, we had fun together.
Yeah.
We laugh together and we like the same things. And
right.
Those things matter so much. And she's my Bonnie.
And you are
Clyde.
There you go.
So But yeah, no, we've done some adventures, and I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
Exactly. And having people like that in your life is awesome. When people are actually contributing to
the fun,
to the
adventure,
they're adding value to your life, whatever that is. And I've gotten to the point now in my life where my circle is smaller because the people that I'm going to spend time with are the ones that I know are adding some sort of value. If you're just complacent, you don't have to be negative to me. You don't have to be an asshole to me. If you're just complacent, I consider it worthless.
Yeah.
If it's just a neutral, whatever.
I mean, it's cool.
I'm not going to go out of my way.
It doesn't mean that we can't be friends.
Exactly. Right. It's like, I'm not going to be a dick. You're not a dick. We're cool. We can have fun. But like, I'm not going to try to invest in continuing.
It's just like we invite people to Cubs games with us, you know? And like when we do that, I mean, some friends or whatever, but I mean, if it's from a business perspective, it's a little different, but even still, you want to have fun with these people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Don't drag me down.
I know it. What else is going on?
Or don't hold me back.
What you got going on this weekend? We're going to dinner, right? On Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Tortoise Club.
Tortoise Club.
Downtown Chicago.
I've never been there. It's a supper club, right?
It's a supper club. I've never been either. I've seen it a lot, and it's supposed to be fantastic.
I heard that.
I plan on getting the beef Wellington.
Okay. You and Laura, I'm sure, have already looked at the menu and decided what everybody's getting.
Speaking of social media, I research a lot of these things on TikTok. I like the user-generated content because you get the raw footage of what's the place look like, what are people's impressions. And one of the things I saw pop up was that they have a beef Wellington. The last time I had a really good beef Wellington was at, it was steak in Vegas.
Oh, I had it at Hell's Kitchen or his restaurant out there. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
And it is. It's very, very good. So I'm curious to see what it's going to be like at the Tortoise Club.
So last night we went to dinner. We had a wine tasting.
At Abreu. Shout out to Abreu.
Is it Abreu or is it Abreu?
We're gonna tag them in this post. And you guys are going to have to
Mr.
show
Slatton.
Up and tell us how is it pronounced.
Yeah. Paul was there.
We need to know.
His staff, Dan, and I can't remember the other guy's name with the beard, the sommelier guys.
They're all great guys.
They do a great job. I love that place. Paul is he's got some other feet in the fire going, restaurants in town as well. Everything that he touches is phenomenal. I like when they do the PK Diner pop-up stuff is the chicken and waffles, man, it is.
Now you're speaking my language. Right?
Dude, I'm telling you, it is fantastic.
It's so good.
Delicious.
So good.
I really like their food. They had a great showing last night for their wine tasting. The Wine Members Guild is a pretty good deal. I would highly recommend anybody that is a wine drinker to check out Abreu or Abreu and join their wine member thing. They do a lot of fun stuff there.
The Wine Guild.
Yeah.
It's very good. You guys got me on that. I got my first couple of allocations. Honestly, I'm going to drink every one of them almost right when I get them.
That's we tend to do that because there's no waiting period. It's not like you had to have it shipped and you have to wait for a couple weeks for it to settle.
Right.
Like they're drinkers right now.
So we got the Tortoise Club. I'm probably going to stay over. There's a nice brunch spot I think I'm going to check out for Sunday morning. And then in April, we're heading out to the Dells.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go back to Sundara.
The spa.
Get our face did.
Yeah, I like that spa, man.
Yeah. May, I think I'm going to be taking my youngest daughter to New York.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we're at like Manhattan or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm actually trying to find a really good room with a view of the park.
Okay. So we stayed at the Dreams downtown there at the square, Times Square.
Okay.
And the one deli, the real famous deli is right across the street. And funny story. Do you remember? So they're on Saturday Night Live. They used to do this skit of the governor of New York. Remember the guy that was blind or partially blind?
Okay.
So, I can't remember his name. Laura and I, we took Aiden there and, we were walking in and I was like, man, I think that's the governor of New York. And the guy at he was like sweeping the sidewalk. He's like, oh yeah, that's him. Him and his wife come here all the time.
Awesome.
And so we sat and we were just checking in and they were doing the same thing, but we sat and talked to his wife, him and his wife for like an hour at the bar, walking in. But, the only thing that could go through my mind is the Saturday Night Live skit. And he's walking towards the camera because he can't see it and he's running it. It is one of my favorites. I think it's one of the funniest skits that I've ever seen.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to try to find a view of Central Park.
That'd be cool.
And if not, I mean, me and her are really into theater and definitely going to have to get a New York slice pizza and maybe a couple of the touristy spots. But she's been wanting to do that for quite some time, and she's not really into the heat, the sun, the pools, all that kind of stuff that my other two kids are into. So I've taken them on some of those trips, and I'm going to take my youngest into New York. So that'll happen in May, and then the rest of the year is just kind of
she'll
folding into like a lot of different things on the calendar this year.
So theater-wise, the Hudson Theater.
Okay.
It's right up in that area. It's about a half a block away from that Dreams. It's really cool place.
So if I walk into the Hudson Theater and I say the Cuddle Monster sent me.
I don't know.
They're going to look at me like, "What?"
They may, I don't know. When we were there, so same weekend, they had like
Hang on.
Who dat? Is this do we have a caller?
Yeah, we got a caller. Hi, Abby.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello. We're recording. You're live. Say hi to the...
You're live, Abigail. Welcome.
What's up?
You know Erica? Like Erica's Board Creations?
Yeah. We're live. We're recording
now. We're live on the air right now. Be careful.
What's up?
Well, she's trying out to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. I thought that was super cool.
She what?
She's trying out to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Is she really?
Oh, wow.
Like on the show and everything?
Is that public knowledge? Are you got insider information or is that public knowledge?
It's on Facebook.
All right, cool. We got a local individual trying out
as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Abby, you should call her up and go with her. You should try out too.
Do it. Chicken.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye forever. Very cool.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. Cool. Erica, go do your thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right. I love the Cowboys, and I love the Cowboys cheerleaders too. So, yeah. No.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, not to interrupt. What were you saying?
Where were we at? I can't remember. What were we talking about?
We just got distracted. I mean, Abigail calls, I answer. It's just how it goes.
Well, we were talking about the Hudson Theater and the Cuddle Monster, right?
Yes.
No? Or did we move?
Yes.
On?
Yes.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Do they know the Cuddle Monster at the Hudson Theater?
The last time we were up there, they had like women of the world and Hillary. So we were
getting cut in for right? sure.
We were going to breakfast or lunch or something. And so this is at the time that I was an analyst or whatever. So
okay.
I started noticing dudes with earpieces in. And then I was like, now I'm starting to look.
Yeah.
And then I can start seeing firearms.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, something like these are Secret Service dudes or, you know. So I look at Laura and I was like, something is up. There's somebody important here. And Hillary Clinton was there. And Oprah, and they had some other people, but it was like international women, something or other, leadership, and we didn't get a chance to go, but all those people were there, and it was kind of, I don't know, I thought it was cool. That's all I got.
So they're not going to know the Cuddle Monster.
Definitely not. Highly doubt it. If they do, though, thank you, Hudson Theater.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun because I've actually never been to New York. It would be my first trip as well.
Yeah. Well, you can do without it. Yeah. Actually, I think you're going to like it.
Oh, dude. I love the city.
Have you been to Times Square?
I've never been to New York.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's there's a part of me that feels like I should live in the city. But here's the thing. Every time I think about going into New York and planning that trip, I always worry that I'm going to be disappointed because Chicago is that good.
Yeah.
I feel like Chicago is just...
I like Chicago as a whole just because there's... But I think it's because we are comfortable there and we know the pockets of places and things. Mm-hmm. New York has that. All these big cities have it. I especially like New York. Times Square is amazing. I don't even know if some of these places are still there, but like FAO Schwartz.
Times Square is still there, Jim.
No. The rest, the store's there, but FAO Schwartz, the toy store, it's like three or four levels high.
Yeah.
And it was really neat to see. Oh, yeah, we're going to keep that too.
Oh, yeah. These microphones are fantastic.
So I enjoyed it there. I wouldn't want to live there at all.
No.
I got a few friends from New York. I just wouldn't want to live. I don't think the people that I'm friends with don't live downtown like that either. And they would say the same thing. Nobody wants to live there unless you have to. It's god awful expensive and
there's so many people too. And that's why I think that if we go in, it's going to be great. There's a ton of cool stuff to do. And as we were talking before, it's about the company you bring. You can bring fun, but when somebody else contributes as well, which I know my daughter is going to because she's a blast, I think we're going to have a really good time. But I'm worried about like just being disappointed by a lot of these other bigger cities that I've been to. I've been to a lot of them, and none of them compare to Chicago at all. Chicago is just that much better across the board for everything. Entertainment, food, the nightlife, the sights, the museums, everything.
I remember we went down.
Cheers to Chicago.
Cheers. I actually love Chicago. I always thought that I'd stay in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I'm here.
Here we are, driving distance away from everything.
I remember Laura and I went down. It wasn't right after 9/11, but it was after they had gotten their shit together with cleanup and everything. Mm-hmm. And they were still building out the memorial and the ladder company. So we actually did the museum that's part of the ladder company that's only two or three blocks that were the first people there.
Yeah.
That was an amazing feat of construction. There were guys, now think about this, the rebuild of after 9/11, there are people that got into the trades and spent their entire career in that four to six block area.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
An entire career, like 20 years worth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's wild.
What they did there. I mean, the hole was massive when we were there. It was insane.
Yeah. Definitely going to have to see that too.
Yeah. It's impressive. The reflecting ponds, pools or whatever.
Yeah. Sorry, my phone's blown up.
It's very rude.
It's just a group chat because we're planning another trip down to Mexico.
Group chat, huh?
Yeah.
With whom?
My kids are on it. Me, Ooh. Danny, and the kids. Yeah, they're all blown up
We got a call. I got a LinkedIn invite from Zachariah. He looked all professional and shit.
He's trying.
Right?
He's about to graduate. You did accept him?
Absolutely.
He's about to graduate college. And he's looking at, okay, this is what I want to do. These are the types of organizations I want to work for.
Connections.
Yeah. So he's looking at all his opportunities. And I'm excited for him. He's got all the potential in the world. I just, hope he keeps on pursuing. So it's funny how that works. So your little kids that said they'd never be on Facebook are all of a sudden on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like, oh man, he looks all professional.
And even with his hair still.
Yeah, no, he looked good. And I appreciated that. And he's doing, I liked his, his description of himself. I heard that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I liked his description, marketing and all that stuff. So
I don't think he's added me yet.
I don't know. I got the invite yesterday and I contemplating not doing it just because the fuck with him a little bit, but I was impressed. Yeah. Stop looking. Right? It's so easy. But yeah. Maybe, well, the spies can actually read your phone from.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen how people are freaking out online about how there's infrared photographs being taken of you all the time from your iPhones?
No, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so they.
Everything listens. Everything's a listening device.
Not all. They don't always listen. There's a lot of BS out there.
A lot of apps listen, dude.
It's a lot of BS out there about how this tech works and whether it's stored or not, how often it's actually listening.
It doesn't matter if it's stored.
I'm telling you right now, it's not as bad as people make it out to be.
We can talk about shit right now, and it will show up on a Facebook feed the next time I'm on it. That is okay, listening.
So there are some anecdotes of people expressing that, but I guarantee you that more often than not, you're talking about it because you've already been engaged with it in some way. It's been on your mind. You've searched for it at some point. Somebody else has searched for it. You've had an email or a text thread back and forth about it. And when you have your settings on social media, email,
it's all in the settings,
search everything for it to be stored, the internet knows. And then you bring it up in conversation, and then all of a sudden you're recognizing that you're seeing it on your search or on your feed somewhere for an advertisement. Sure.
Listen.
But it's not because of the conversation. It's because of the other 98% of things you've done
text,
for the world to know that you're potentially interested in this
anything
product.
That's on text or anything that you say while you're on the phone. I worked at the FBI for 10 years. And
while you were on the phone.
Well, if you're texting.
Yes, that's what
I'm
saying.
If you're texting or you're on the phone. It's not that somebody's listening, but they have every conversation is going into a repository, and if they search because that's all recorded, if they search for something that they want to look at, like whatever threat or whatever that is,
but are there not privacy laws because that stuff is being stored by the provider and there's privacy laws and a lot of the time
that's the FISA court,
the government has to go to them and say we would like this. Information.
That's how you think it works.
These companies,
they do their search first, and when they find it, then they go to the FISA court to be able to use it. It's pretty scary. It is actually happening that way.
But again, coming back to my point, that's when you're actually on the phone talking to somebody,
typing,
or you're texting,
text,
or you're emailing, and you can turn all of those settings off for it not to track certain things
that,
on like email.
Yeah.
It won't use your emails to recommend products or services.
No.
To improve the quality of service.
I'm
being
talking
offered.
About Big Brother watching.
I'm talking about when people say, oh, my phone or my at home smart device is always listening. Well,
remember. It's passive. It's passive listening.
It's listening for you to say the keywords.
Yeah.
And the moment you say those keywords, that's when it starts recording and then responding. And then you can set your device to then just dump all that information after it's done giving you the information.
So I think there was a case maybe a couple, 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago. I remember seeing it in the news that they were trying to get access, law enforcement was trying to get access to like Alexa or something like that because there was a murder in a home. And I don't know how that until just now, I didn't even really think about that, but I know that there was a case where they were trying to get access to see if it had any passive listening during a certain time frame when somebody was murdered.
I'd be curious to see how all that goes down.
Yeah. That's like Minority Report type of shit, right?
Yeah.
It's like it thinks you're going to do something bad, so it sends the cops to your house.
So I have cameras in my home, and I have them set to where they're always going to be filming, but they do not store any record of what was filmed unless I am not present. If I am home, it's not going to store anything.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I'm home. I'm going to know what's happening. I don't need it to store. But I can have it just not store anything at all and have it just be live view if I wanted to. And there's, I don't know, man, there's conspiracy theories and people just believe something they read on an article somewhere without doing any research or thinking for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's troublesome for me, man.
Learn and think for yourself. A lot more of it is real. The people that typically write those stories, they're just touching the surface on something. And like you said, they don't know.
They scratch the surface and then write a completely different perspective that's not based on reality at all. And
but
then
it's
you
good
believe that. And that's what bothers
That's
me.
What movies are made from.
Yeah.
I mean, realistically.
Like we were just talking the other day about trying to go out to a gun range or something, and the shock that people have when they shoot their first weapon. It's usually shocking because, first off, you're taught to fear them, which is very wise.
Yeah.
But you also have this vision of every gun you've ever seen shot in a movie, and it's just pew pew, and there's no recoil and there's no noise.
What gun? Which
pew
one?
Pew.
Oh yeah, that one. I remember that. Yeah. That must be a 45. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Pew. Or how suppressors?
Yeah.
Apparently make your gun completely silent, which is BS.
Yeah.
They paint this picture like it's super easy and no big deal, and then you come out here and you shoot your first gun, it's like it blows your back. It's shocking.
I remember when I was at boot camp, man, and as a kid my dad introduced me to guns when I was very, very young, and I always enjoyed guns. I hunted a lot, and but when I was in boot camp, I learned a ton, and I learned a ton about myself. And the more you can know about shooting for yourself, the better of a shot that you are. Mm-hmm. And understanding breathing and things like that. And I just remember like my drill instructor saying, when you pull that trigger, it should surprise you that the gun went off. Like if you're from a long range distance and mm-hmm. controlling breathing and stuff, you're talking about a 500 yard shot. And when I first did it and took all those recommendations, it was a total surprise. And mm-hmm. I was like, holy crap. Like that's amazing. And that's typically when you're the most calm and all the things are right. You know?
Yeah.
It's music, man. I tell you, I love being on the gun range. It is a lot of fun. I like smelling.
Yeah.
I
love it. We're going to do that sometime real soon. Maybe we'll film a little bit of that process.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Dude, we could put a body cam on. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. The cuddle monster and me on the gun range.
Boom. I got plenty. We were talking about ammo last night. I need to cycle through some ammo.
Yeah, I probably need to do the same thing.
Just I need to buy some new stuff and use up. I don't want it to because it starts that powder and everything will start getting bad.
And back to the point though, the media makes people naive.
Yeah, I know. The media is dumb.
I think my point, Jim, is that the media is incredibly smart, and they know how to make you think and believe certain things that are simply not true.
It's propaganda.
I think it's people that are fucking stupid.
It's propaganda. You know, it's actually they signed a law back in like 2012 to make propaganda legal from the U.S. government in the United States.
Yeah, then we can't let that happen.
No, but that's the realistic truth is... those people are very well connected. They have White House correspondents and all them people, like, of course they're on the same page.
Yeah. And I'm not even talking just government stuff.
Yeah, no,
I'm
talking just people in general,
just media in general, just BS where you see one TikTok and you heard that this one thing does this to you. Like this thing about like, I don't know, microwaves. If you stand near your microwave when it's running, you're at a higher risk of cancer. No, that's not how the microwaves work, guys.
That's
such fucking bullshit. And people believe this, and they're like, step away from the microwaves. No.
This happened like a week or two ago. Unfortunately, there was a young child that was mauled in, I think, Monroe Center by a dog.
Okay.
That's
terrible.
This correlates with the media. I can't remember. It was on social media, and it was one of the news channels or the paper that ran an article on Facebook, and I saw it because somebody posted on it because it was such a bad segue. It was whatever dog it was.
Mm-hmm.
The picture that they used was of not the same breed, and it shows a violent thing of. I think they used a German Shepherd, and it wasn't a German Shepherd that did this. And just the visuals of that to the public sends the wrong message. And like I saw one of my, Luke Buffalo actually had posted like good job. You know, it was this kind of dog, but you put a German Shepherd on there.
Yeah.
Like, and it made total sense to me why he said that. Cause I was like, man, that's so true. Why would they do something like that?
Yeah. It's just bad reporting in that case.
It's lazy from that reporter's standpoint. Yeah. And you see it so much. And all it is to inculcate fear. And it's a shame.
Bad reporting, in my opinion, is a completely different issue than straight effing stupidity.
True, but I get it. They correlate, though. Most of the time, especially when it comes to news, mm-hmm. 90% of the time it's on purpose.
Okay, so if I am told by the news that a German Shepherd attacked a kid at a mall, because that's the image that they shared on the news article and on the post on Facebook and everything. But
that's not what
they,
that's not what the verbiage
said. And therefore, I believe that a German Shepherd attacked a kid. Is it my fault for believing that, or is it the media's fault for sharing false information?
It's false information.
Okay.
That's my belief.
Now, what if then I then go and sit around at a dinner table and say German Shepherds are dangerous dogs?
Yes.
Is that my fault for then... It's further propagating that
it's still
information.
The media's fault because you believed it, so therefore you're saying, and it's such the ripple effect in society.
Now it's both of our fault.
Yeah,
because
you didn't do
you
the right
stated
research.
The false information, and then I took the next step. I can report what I was told, or I can make assumptions that further propagate false information based on what I was told.
Well, not only that,
and
if
when
you
I
read
say
the article,
German Shepherds are dangerous dogs because I read one article that was falsely reported.
No,
that's my fucking fault for
article.
Being an idiot.
That's what I'm saying.
And believing
so
and then propagating false
information.
Has
the dog breed correct, but the visual that you see, because unless you click on that article to read it, the visual is of a German Shepherd with children around it, like mean and stuff.
I understand your point.
But if
I'm,
you read the article, it actually says the right kind of breed or whatever, but it's just like... Why would you use that visual?
I get it.
But I know what you're getting at. But
my point isn't necessarily specifically about the dog or that article. It's about the fact that when you see something and then you make assumptions based on what you saw and then you propagate those assumptions, when that first bit of information
You've
is already false, now you're just in a pool of bullshit.
Yeah.
And nobody is the wiser.
That is typically the cycle, right?
Yeah, and that's what I don't like.
No.
And that's why I remain... a skeptic and a realist.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I'm a
probably
guy.
That might cause me to be a little bit cynical sometimes, but I'd rather be that than wrong.
Yeah. No, I'm a prove it guy. And I typically don't believe shit until I see multiple factors that tell me otherwise.
Yeah. I'll do a lot of research when I read articles of pretty much any nature that seem like, I wonder. You know, if it raises any sort of an eyebrow, I'm going to dig. Like, I'm going to look for all of your sources. I'm going to see how many other people are reporting this story and what's the different angles and figure out what is the closest to the truth on this.
Yeah.
And that idea behind, like, the microwaves causing cancer is a great example because that blew up online and people were talking about how you can't do certain things around microwaves. I'm like, I'm sorry, but that's not how scientifically, that's not how microwaves work.
It's kind of, so I'll go, phones are causing testicular cancer.
See? Because they're in proximity to your nuts in your pocket.
I mean, it's the same.
It's like, come on.
Just saying, if I get testicular cancer, sorry, iPhone, we going to war.
Yeah. I can see it right now. Compared to 200 years ago when there were no phones, testicular cancer is up.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, there's like 500% more people in the world. So I think maybe.
There's so many things contributing to that kind of stuff anyway.
Come on.
That's what I hate about the political spectrum is that's the worst one because almost all of those agencies – those news agencies are all working together and they're getting the same shit information. So, and it's all to propagandize the population. So there is no full truth in anything that any of those people are reporting.
Let's even take that a step back and take national media out of it. And let's just talk about stupid little bullshit that people say around a table.
Yeah. Well, but local media though, you know, if they're the NBC affiliate, Fox affiliate, CBS.
Yeah, they're getting scripts and news specifically pushed down.
Yeah.
I know that, but I'm talking instead of, I'm not even talking, when I say media, I don't mean just news stations.
Yeah, no, I got you.
I mean just anything being pushed to me primarily right now online is the most unreliable.
Yeah.
Because there's far too much BS out there.
And we talk about this all the time.
You write something, so. You make it look pretty enough with the right framing towards the right audience, and you can make anybody believe anything. And honestly, I think that's very smart for people that have a certain mission. They want you to buy their product. They want you to believe a certain thing.
From a marketing standpoint, right?
It's branding and positioning.
Yeah.
And you have to form that person's opinion. It's very smart. It's good business. But it's really stupid for humanity to fall into that trap. And it just bothers me when people are so deep into it that they have that cognitive dissonance that they can't get out of, and they're just trapped in their own pile of bullshit.
Yeah. I tell you what,
so I want to smack it out of
them. I research a ton of, I just flipped over some stocks and out of our IRA.
Yeah.
And all of them are AI based. I did a lot of research, and I will be happy to tell you that since February 27th, I'm up like $2,500.
Woo woo.
Yeah. Very proud of myself.
Very good.
But yeah. No, it's the AI stuff is, you know, think about, like you're talking about humanity and Mr. This is right now, most of it is still humans that are putting this stuff out. They're dabbing in the AI world of like the, look at the article that was an AI generated article that was put out. I can't remember what it was. It was about one of the news guys or something. It was a false information article that said that the Washington Post said this, and it was the article, and it referenced, and there were political people that were like, oh yeah, I knew that. It was all a false article.
Yeah, it's all ridiculous.
What's going to happen when AI really takes over that propaganda machine?
Oh, I know.
It's, you know, the internet is getting crazy.
We have to be smarter as individuals to recognize that something is afoot.
We have to do our
own research. We're not going to stop AI from developing. No. I think it's an amazing technology that's only going to get better for humanity, but it does come with some risks. And that risk is no different than when a human being sits down and decides to write an article for personal benefit, for political propaganda or whatever. We need to be smarter to recognize that maybe I should read the full article, check the resources. Is this website even reliable at all? A lot of the time, these articles that people believe is truth are just satire. Yeah. And they say on the bottom of the website, this is complete entertainment. It's all fake. It's all supposed to be for humor.
Think about this.
And people believe it as real news.
Like, I get worried, like our parents, right? So they're on the back end of yeah, they can use some of the technology and it's cool.
Yeah.
But the scams are so bad that people are taken advantage of. And these people, you know, I'd say older Americans are, the older generation across the world, even for that matter, they're gonna be missing some of the stuff, and like the scams are taking advantage of them. So it's such a high rate,
it's really bad.
Worries me. My mom calls me all the time. She's like, "Hey, is this real?" She did an American Airlines credit card, so she submitted the application, paid for it.
Yeah.
Well, they just needed some information from her. They left her a message like, "Hey, we want to, you know, we called you. You need to call us back." And she was like, she called me. She's like, "I'm not calling them people."
I'd rather have everybody be like that than just willy-nilly believing everything they see and hear. Like I said, I'm skeptic by nature.
I am too. And I appreciate, but I was like, "Mom, I was like, didn't you just apply for that credit card?" Yeah. And she's like, "Yeah, but like, it just didn't seem right." I was like, "Okay, I would agree that something seemed, but you just applied."
Yeah.
And so I think that maybe you should take that call.
Yeah, for sure. That AI conversation, man, we could go on
forever.
But I just looked at the clock. I think we're coming up at the end of our time here, Jim.
Yeah, we are.
We've got some more coffee we want to pour in this cup, and I've got some coffee. Business to attend to.
That's no fun.
Yeah.
I got to go to work.
I like what I do, Jim.
Yeah. I like what you do too, man.
Yeah. I live a blessed life. Anything we want to say to the crowd before we dip out of here? Mr. Cuddle Monster.
Cuddle Monster. Free hugs.
That's it for us. Middle stage, Jim, in his radio voice, say goodbye to the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, good day, good night, and good evening.
Very good. All right. We'll see you guys.
Peace.
Peace. That's funny. My phone is blowing up right now.
Yeah, I know. I got so much shit to do today. Yeah.